Welcome to the second season of Goals Do Come True, the show that takes a deep dive into the systems and processes that help turn your business goals into reality. Hosted by me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. If you like what you hear today, please remember to share the love by liking, sharing, and reviewing the show. It helps spread the word to others looking for help with their goals. Anyway, let's crack on. So, hello everybody and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett. Today, I am joined by Carol May Wittick. She's a spiritual life coach.
Yeah.
And we go, what's that all about? So, we're going to let her tell us. We're going to let her explain what a spiritual life coach, what higher energetic resonance, which is the name of her podcast. Which also, you know, H-E-R. And so there's a little brandy thing around that as well, I think. But Carol May, over to you. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, a bit about goals, goal setting, why you wanted to come and join me. Get your message over.
Sure. Thank you very much for the invitation. It's a great way to spend a rainy afternoon. It's talking about goals, you know, like we always like to complain about the weather and all that kind of stuff in this country. So it's trying to like raise the idea of where we're at. But to talk about being a spiritual life coach, I was just kind of like mulling over my life today, like as you do on a kind of dreary Tuesday, but thinking about the things that I do now, if someone was to ask me about what my life has been about, it's been about two things mainly. And it's been about creativity and it's been about spirituality. And because both of those things have actually kept me very focused on trying to achieve something, especially when circumstances around me were very trying and there was a lot of stuff that had I've not had that kind of forward motion and that forward vision of trying to achieve something, I could have really very much be pulled back into the pain and the reality of what was going on. And that's not to say that those things did not affect me, but I just found a way of using my curiosity around spirituality to move forward and also my aspirations creatively to actually keep me wanting to better myself and not allowing me to stay in any position of kind of staying too down or too frustrated about things. Because, you know, when you're talking about big audacious goals, like my first big audacious goal was to be like the most famous pop star on the face of the planet that ever lived. Do you know what I mean? So, but what they say is like, if you aim for the stars, if you miss, you kind of hit the moon or something, you know, if you've got a big goal anyway, as long as you're looking up and going towards something, you're always going to be in forward motion as opposed to just not having anything to aim for. And even though on the outside, it may look like I didn't achieve those things, in the pursuit of those things, I had to, one, stay very motivated and disciplined in all the things that I needed in order to get better and be in those areas. But also it meant that I learned skills along the way that are just useful to me now. You know, the way that I learned to use technology is allowing me to kind of work from home and work the laptop and do my podcast and all of those things. It meant that it took me out of the norm of what people might have wanted me to do or expected for me. And I met some amazing people. I had so many unique experiences that had I have not even just tried, I would never have had those experiences. So I've got some great stories to tell. It's just always just kind of kept me going forward. And like having had that momentum in wanting to always go forward, it meant that I've always just kept forward motion because I realized that sometimes your goals are not necessarily about meeting the goal, but just becoming a different version of yourself in moving forward towards the goal. And often in the attainment of certain goals, you realize you get there and you're like, oh, is this it? You know, do still want to keep going forward. The podcast and where her higher energetic resonance came from kind of came out of creativity anyway. So I was filming a music video for one of my songs about 10 years ago now. And my friend was doing a lot of behind the scenes kind of like clips and pictures and stuff. And when I saw feedback of what she'd taken pictures before I had my makeup done and then pictures of me all glammed up, I kind of looked at the two and saw a little her and a big her. So I had the H-E-R and the kind of H-E-R. But at that point, I hadn't really decided that I was going to do anything with it. Mm. And being a songwriter and always wanted to play with words and acronyms and stuff like that, then I kind of attached the higher energetic resonance to it. And I didn't really do anything kind of in terms of the podcast didn't launch until 2017, which then in itself was at least another 5 or so years later. And I simply just went into the podcast because I wanted to kind of put out content, but I just didn't think that my life was interesting enough to just do a like, hey guys, this is what I'm eating today. But also my curiosity around spirituality meant that I could just reach out to people and have all the conversations that I'd always wanted to do. So it fed my curiosity in that way and also expanded my own spiritual journey. So then being a spiritual life coach is all the things that you would expect from a coach, a transformation coach, but also with the addition of spirituality. And the reason that I bring spirituality into it, and I'm very forthright in having that in my title, is that I am of the understanding and I live my life like a spiritual being. So yeah, human things happen, but then there's a more expanded state that we can be in. There's a more expanded awareness of who we are. That spiritual aspect of ourselves is just kind of shifting gears and being more of what we are. And when you start to see things from a spiritual aspect, magic happens. You know, you can transcend the day-to-day a little bit, or even when you're in the day-to-day, you can see the magic in the day-to-day. So I'm all about making spirituality very grounded and very real. You know, I've been in and out so many modalities, and I've seen the woo-woo, and I've seen the dogmatic, and I've seen the cultish behavior. And some of them work and some of them don't. But the core of it is just finding something that is finding a real depth within yourself and using that to propel your life and to expand your life. So I hope that answers your question.
Did anybody else detect a great deal of passion in that description?
I certainly did.
No, I certainly did.
Yeah.
I have a dry sense of humor.
It was
there all the way through. And I love that. I love it when I come across somebody that is seriously passionate about what they do. And you know, I think it's important that people understand the whole opportunity that there is. You know, it isn't just a singular plane. Mm. You know, there are sort of extra, you know, as somebody I was speaking to earlier on today, so, you know, the vibrations of the universe and, you know, all of that stuff. And people go, oh, it's a little bit woo-woo. All right. But no, I'm a believer in that, you know, the law of attraction and that sort of thing. And you put out good stuff and good stuff comes back. And, mm-hmm. and I also like the karma police sort things out if you're horrible. But,
and yeah. They do, you know, I always have a little bit of concern for people who kind of like do me dirty because like I've got a strong team that are like watching me. So I'm just like, you're messing with the wrong, and I don't have to do anything. You know, I just kind of step aside and let the universe or God or creator do what is necessary for messing around with Carol. Just, you know, I wouldn't suggest you do it.
No. And I'm with you. And I have experienced people in the past that have done me down. Mm. It's never worked out too well for them. And you know, sometimes you take a little bit of joy in that. Yeah. It's cruel joy, but and you shouldn't really, however, you know, it's like, no, you did get your comeuppance. So no, I'm liking that. So how do goals fit in with your stuff then?
I've got my own goals. I've also got goals for anyone who comes with me, you know, like dares to journey with me, but, you know, chooses me and wants to align with me and work with me. I've got goals for them because I'm as an equally as fascinated by the transformation that happens with goals. Like you said, with passion as well, I'm always interested in people's passions, even if it's nothing to do with anything that I'm interested in. That's not even the point. I just want to kind of like bask in that similar energy of someone who's found something in life that they're just like, oh my God, I've got to tell you, because it's surprising that so few people have a goal or are passionate about anything. And it doesn't even have to be massive. You know, I know people that are passionate about cakes or dog walking or, you know, like you, things that just kind of give them a sense of feeling amazing. And just being able to see somebody light up and talk about something, I respect and resonate with them. Anyone who's kind of down, you know, I feel it's a shame, you know. And when it comes to goals, like, I've always written goals and I've always had journals. And like I've said, I've always had dreams of things that I wanted to do that forced me to kind of move into a space like slightly of where I would have stayed if everything was just kind of, if I looked around and went, oh, this is all right, I'll stay here for a bit. That's never been me. So goals have always pushed me forward. They've always given me a benchmark, and it's always made sure that I've never stayed in the same place too long or kind of navel gazed on things a bit too long, because I'm like, actually, there's stuff that we need to do. And also, I like to make sure that I meet my goals. So if I say that I'm going to do something, I prefer to like see myself do it, as opposed to, you know, making a lot of hot air, which is very easy to do. And, you know, it's more frustrating to me than anyone else not meeting their own goals. You know, I don't want to be that person. I just want to see where I can go with this life, really. There's always something that I'm aiming for. I'm kind of half, I feel like I'm halfway through my life now as well, because I hit 50 last year. So wow. That in itself was like, oh my God, I made it. And so I'm like, okay, so what can I do? And my goals are to live my life now, because the genetic kind of blueprint in our family is that the women will live to 80 or 90 without doing anything to actually help that. Yeah. So my goal is for these next however many years I've got to be lived like I'm living for another 50, in the peak of health, in the peak of mindset, in all of those things. So it's actually fueling me getting up and making sure I'm eating well and exercising, and just also keeping my mind in a good place, because life can get you down very easily. And I want to kind of, my goal is to be an example of it's not downhill. It's like, you know, it gets better.
Hello, I hope you don't mind me interrupting this episode. Just wanted to tell you about one of my other businesses, which is DB Wealth Planning and Preservation. We do cash flow modeling, lifestyle financial planning, and wills and trusts. So if that's something that's on your agenda, if you want to see what your future looks like well ahead of the game, then pop over to my website, dbwpp.co.uk, and we'll help you create your future and protect your assets. So that's dbwpp.co.uk. Anyway, let's go back to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hit 60 last in March.
Yeah.
And it was like, and when you said 50, I was thinking, well, you're halfway through your life. Yeah, you'd only got to be 40, right? That's what I was thinking. And, yeah, you know, you dropped the 50 on there. So you're looking good for 50.
Yeah, thank
right,
you.
You're looking amazing for 50, but you,
whatever that's meant to look like. But then,
yeah.
It's a mindset thing. It's like, okay, what does 50 look like? Well, 50 looks like this to me. And even like, I have a background of being an athlete, so I'm like, well, I'm not as fit as I used to be, you know. But I can get to a level of fitness that is not really that far off. Mm-hmm. And especially when I'm always seeing that there are people who are 10, 15, 30 years older than me, you know, in their 70s and 80s and living vitally, that I'm like, okay, then I can't be slacking. You know, no. I've got to kind of keep up and look forward to the excitement that this portion of my life can bring. So, yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. As I say, we're hitting 60 and appreciating that, you know, probably could live to 80.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, and you know, I've therefore lived 75% of my life.
Right.
I've got 25% of it left.
Maybe.
So, you know, am I satisfied with where I am and what I've achieved? And, you know, what else is there out there for me to, you know, aim for? So, you know, there's one or two big decisions I made as a result. That also getting a bit of a cancer scare before Christmas, but that's all clear. But then, you know, the other week I came off my motorbike, quite a high speed, and broke a few bones. But I'm here. I'm here to, you know, there were a lot of guardian angels out there on that day looking out for me, because, you know, anybody coming off their bike at that speed, they don't tend to make it. So I'm like seriously chuffed that I'm here and able to, you know, carry on sharing stuff and get great guests on and that sort of thing. So it's really, really cool. So they talk about big, hairy, audacious goals.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your big hairy audacious goal that you're working on at the moment?
Just kind of creating a life that is purely from my mind, purely from my ambitions, that pulls in together everything that I've ever wanted to do. And I can really see that formulating now. So, you know, the parts of me that wanted to be a singer, that person is still here. But it's like using those skills, like I've just created a course for people who want to work with their voice that marries in using your voice, but also marries in the spiritual aspect of using your voice and getting over the healing of it, because a lot of people have a lot of trauma around their voice and it stops them from expressing themselves as well. So my big goal is to just make sure that whatever I envisage, that I have the confidence and the courage to actually keep creating that and to be able to show people that, you know, you have an opportunity to make your life whichever way that you want it to be, and that I can turn around and go, listen, I created this all out of my head. You know, I didn't have to go and beg anyone for any of these things. I just had to follow through on everything that was given to me and just keep moving with it. So all of those things, I've dusted off my old manuscript of this book that I've been writing forever. So that's another goal as well, to actually get that out there within the next year as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like the fact that, you know, it is the forward momentum, and as long as you're going forward.
Yeah.
And as long as you're taking action.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, anything is possible as long as you carry on with the forward momentum and the action side of things. Okay. So I'm going to ask you for a Carol nugget, a golden nugget, something that the whole world needs to know about goals and goal setting, right? According to you, the whole world needs to know it. What's the thing?
The thing about goals is you wouldn't have any of these ideas, wouldn't just be kind of given to you in your mind or in around your periphery expectation unless they were for you. Like, no one is coming to you to like taunt you and kind of like wave something and dangle it and go, this is what you could have, you know, like, you know, like kind of that old game show thing where they kind of show you like the prize and you pick the wrong envelope. It's not like that at all. Like, I think what we have to really appreciate about goals and these visions that we have is there's like almost like a future part of ourselves that's coming back and going, if you follow through on this, this will change your life in ways unimaginable. And it's all for you to, like you say, just keep taking one step. You know, one step might be just learning something or listening to a podcast that ups your skill level or looking at someone that's achieved something similar to you. That's what I would say about goals. Goals are your friend. They're to better your life, not to kind of show you where you're stuck. But they show you where you are stuck, but also show you where you can move to and what you can be.
I really love that. I really love the fact that it's like they're not there to taunt you. They're there to show you what is possible. I haven't heard that before, and I absolutely love that. Now, I've interviewed over 120 people on their goals and goal setting, and I haven't heard that one before. Your goals aren't there to taunt you. The thoughts that you have, they're not there to taunt you. They're there to encourage you. And if you're thinking it, then it's a possibility.
Absolutely, yeah.
Your subconscious knows that you're capable of doing it. It's just that you need to tell your conscious and you need to gather the skills and as you say, listen to the podcast or go on the course or get the coach or, you know, that sort of thing. And it's within your capability. So I really, really, I love that one. Anything else that you want to share? Have you got any freebies that people can get hold of? You know, can they go to your website and download something that's going to, you know, give them a better understanding on spirituality potentially, or, you know, set them on the path or, yeah, I think a greater understanding for many people.
Yes, sure. You know. Part of, I say, my branding and my world is that higher energetic resonance, that her. So I've done like a free journey, which is a week-long journey called Embody Her, 3 steps closer to being the woman of your dreams. But if you're a guy, you can do it. You know, it's just that I had to do it. You know?
Yeah, yeah, no,
I just went down one way. But the whole idea of this Embody Her is about getting into the feeling of your future self, visioning your future self. So what you do is you get about a week's worth of daily visions and kind of prompts from me, just kind of guiding you to think, feel into the vision of who it is that you want to be, that your future self is telling you that you can be. Embody that energy. And then from that space, tell your present self what the first step is. You know, instead of trying to doing it from ground level and go, oh my God, that goal's so big, I can't do it. Get into that embodiment of the future self. And that future self has already achieved that. So then what is the next step for you to take? And just kind of feel into all the things and feel into it in many, as many sensory ways as you can. So if you can see things, if you can feel it, if you can smell it, if you can vision it, whatever, as many senses as you can incorporate into that visioning, bring them in, make it super real, and then take a step from there and just move a little bit closer.
That's perfect. I mean, I like to make the episode succinct, and you've given us a bucket load of content there and some seriously good stuff.
Awesome.
And it's unfortunate that I'm going to have to bring it to an end, because I think we could talk all day easily. You know, I'm sure there's loads of other stuff that, you know, we can dive into on the spirituality side of things. But all I can say is thank you very much for joining me. And we'll make sure that your stuff is available in the show notes when the podcast goes live. We're in the Facebook. I'll drop in your links there. But, you know, just before I let you go, anything else that you really felt, oh, shucks, I wanted to share that?
No, I think, you know, I think I covered anything. It's hard. And like the minute we click off, I'll be like, oh, I had the most golden thing. But no, it was just nice having a conversation about all of these things. And I am just in a space personally where like my life is starting to make sense. You know, it only took 50 years. Yeah. I'm just kind of going left and right and trying things out. But I can see how every little setback or kind of like veer off to the left or right or pause was necessary. And if I can impart anything to anybody, as long as you're moving forward, even if there is like a pause or a setback or an upset, it's all worthy of your story. It's all part of your story. There's a reason for it. And as long as you kind of take on board that things happen for a reason, you'll be okay. I think we're all going to be okay, despite what the world looks like. And I know, but you know.
Yeah, I don't watch the news anymore. It's really not that much fun. You know, I mean, the real world is really so much more exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Turn off the TV and go for a walk and hug a tree.
Yeah. Awesome. And on that note, let's all go hug a tree.
Yes.
Carol May Wittick, thank you very much for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Dad. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Please remember to subscribe and review on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Visit dougbennett.co.uk for the latest on transforming your life through goals. Happy goal setting. Until next time.